leading the news this morning, a massive storm is bearing down on the U.S. East Coast. New York is going into lockdown. It's shutting the public transport system and schools, and almost 400,000 people have been told to evacuate. Schools in Washington are also being closed. The hurricane has already killed dozens of people in the Caribbean. And Hawaii has escaped damage after being hit by a small tsunami. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake off the coast of Canada triggered a tsunami warning. More than 100,000 people fled to higher ground. Business groups have welcomed the government's Asian Century White Paper, but warn more needs to be done to improve Australia's competitiveness. The measures include more Australian children learning an Asian language. Schools Minister Peter Garrett has told News Breakfast he'll be working with states to find more funding. Labor's primary vote is up 3 points to 36% in the latest news poll. Support for the coalition has fallen to 41%. Both parties are locked at 50% of the two-party preferred vote. Julia Gillard has maintained her lead over Tony Abbott as preferred Prime Minister. The inquest into the death of a three-month-old baby will begin in Sydney this morning. Elijah Slavkovic died in April 2009 after contracting meningitis during a family holiday. He was taken to five different hospitals before dying 6 weeks later in Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital.